Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Oh my gosh, the week is finally here. It's happening. It's back. The thing we've been talking about for a while that people love. What am I talking about?
Rock Your Biz.
Rock Your Biz is back. Doors are now open. We are super, super excited. Today has been a fantastic week. We're recording this like literally in the middle of launch so you guys can get a taste of the program and really hear what this amazing system is all about, what's inside, what you're going to tackle, what the heck it is. You're going to be hearing a lot this week on social media and in your inbox and all the places really about what this program can do for you and what it's done for other people. But today we're really just going to get to the root of like, okay, but what's actually inside and how does the whole thing work? So even if you're already enrolled, we've welcomed a bunch of new shiny faces. This episode will help you give a framework of what to expect in the coming weeks as you go through the program and how everything's kind of laid out. And if you haven't enrolled yet, maybe this will be the thing that's like, okay, sounds gravy, let me sign up. So real quick, I'm just going to tell you to go ahead and go to rockyourbizbabe.com. That's where the magic happens. That's where you can enroll. That's where you can find a ton of information. If you've been kind of hearing about it and you're like, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and check it out. That's where you need to go. That's what we're going to be referencing a lot in this episode. But tell me, Abby, like bare bones, what the heck is Rock Your Biz?
Absolutely. So Rock Your Biz is a 5-week online course for overwhelmed creatives who want to build productive, profitable, and sustainable systems inside their business. We're literally walking you through the systems that you need in place to set goals that are attainable, to look at, you know, your actual numbers and go after things like your big, shiny, Oprah-sized dreams, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going into the meat and potatoes of pricing and selling and how to get your stuff out into the world so that you can be a profitable biz babe.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, you know, not necessarily just with Rock Your Biz, but when thinking about TCC in general, think that we're really productivity focused and systems focused. And while that's true, like we love setting up our systems and organizing our day to day and tackling our goals and making them actionable. And that is a big piece of what's inside Rock Your Biz, the way that we've been able to do it and function our growing business. But that's really just like a quarter of the program, a third of the program. There is a really big chunk of business, of aligning your goals and making your action steps in a way that's going to bring you money, because profit is the thing that, I don't know, is what your business needs to even exist and for you to be happy and proud of the work that you're doing. So I know that a lot of people who've come to our workshops or our webinars have heard the story of Abby replacing her corporate income in 30 days and myself creating a 5-figure photography business once I took my creative hat off and put my business hat on. And it's those frameworks and it's those strategies that really set the foundation for what's inside Rock Your Biz. It's those early methodologies of becoming a money-making creative that we've kind of stuffed into this program because we know that goal setting is super fun, but we want you to actually not only tackle them, but know that they are affecting your bottom line.
Absolutely. I think regardless of where you're at in business, like you have so many ideas going on and you are constantly inspired, but you're just overwhelmed with how to put it in place so that it's actually doable and accomplishable. I know that for a fact, like it doesn't matter if you're brand new and like, I don't know what I want to launch yet. I just starting out with a business. I have all these ideas floating around, or maybe you've been in business for a long time, but the bigger your business gets, the more complicated it gets. And how do you manage all that information and keep it in a way that's going to allow you to grow effectively? Mm-hmm. And, you know, guys, that's what we're best at. Like, mm-hmm. we want to help you get this stuff in order so that you're able to see the big picture and you're able to start going after those things you truly want, and with that profit being the focus.
Yeah. And I think too that I want to remind you guys, you know, as much as we talk about your big lofty goals and your dreams and planning for the future and like keeping your eye on that long-term prize, we also are not ignoring the fact that you just have shit that needs to get done today in your business. There's stuff that you just can't ignore. There's like nitty gritty tasks that you've got to do to keep it afloat, to keep your clients and your customers happy, to keep you on top of, you know, ordering new products or uploading pictures or whatever it may be. We want all of those tasks, the daily nitty gritty, in harmony with your bigger picture, making waves, making progress, action steps, living together. So you're doing a little bit of both constantly, because I think it's that happy merriment of those things that move business forwards faster. A lot of the conversations in one of our workshops earlier this week was about, okay, how can I use this to fast track? And I really have never, like, although Abby and I talk a lot about, you know, our business growing quickly and it's on hyperspeed and all of these things, like I never really thought that the methods that we teach are the things that can help other creatives fast track. And I think the reason is because we bring both the here and the now and the creative and leaving space for on the whim decisions. But then like our type A logical side comes in and it's like, okay, but we also have to be thinking about the future. And I think we teach that really well inside this program.
So, you know, whether you realize it or not, Emily, I mean, we are helping people fast track their business. Like, I really was surprised to see these women come in, because this isn't the first time we've launched this program, right? And, you know, some of them, like Chelsea, she had no business. She was starting out with just an idea. And, you know, she put those goals in place, those 3-month goals, and within 5 weeks had totally crushed them. And I mean, like, yes, like that's fast tracking at its finest. Mm-hmm. Like if you think mm-hmm. the impossible maybe will happen in 3 months and you can make it happen in 5 weeks instead, like how incredible is that? And then Megan, like Megan had this super established business, but she was like straight up plateauing, if not slowly failing.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we came in and we gave her the boost she needed, and her business has exploded. Mm-hmm. Exploded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because when she
go ahead.
When she shared that graph with us, we posted it in the group months and months ago of her Etsy sales. And like her high of when she was kind of like figuring out life and spending more time, and then a dramatic crash when her husband joined her team, like quit his job and joined her team. So the worst possible time for your business to start sucking. And then when she started enrolling in our programs, including Rock Your Biz, that tick up in that graph. And then more importantly, like I'm not after the tick up, I'm after that consistent line of success, that ability to project income in your business, the ability to take a sigh of relief because you know the things that you're doing today are building a solid foundation for your business tomorrow. And at its core, that's what Rock Your Biz is. It's the only powerhouse, the powerhouse your business needs to manage your creative stuff. Not your creative talent, not your skill set, but the thing you want that talent to create for you. And I'm hoping, if you're listening to this, that that's a business. That's a profitable business, and that's a sustainable business. It's the only framework you need to implement all of those goals, all of those ideas in order for you to increase profits, period.
I know. I think so many people are scared of planning for profit, like the idea of like, I'm going to have this business and sure, like I'm going to put this product out here, but are you implementing the things you need to be implementing in order to make that growth happen, in order to bring in those dollar bills to pay for your mortgage or pay your rent or go on that vacation you've had your eye on for a while? Like, are you taking your ideas and turning them into something that's truly going to impact the growth of your business? I think so many people just, you know, go in blind because they're scared to look at the numbers. And that's huge thing we want to tackle over these 5 weeks, is really not just the financial numbers, but your analytics and your growth and, you know, everything that's impacting it, from the value of your customer to, you know, how many subscribers you need on your list in order to be profitable or to reach your financial goals. Like, I think so many people run their business blind. I mean, us included, we did for a long time. We thought you constantly had to guess in order to make these things a reality, when in fact, if you just step back and look at what's available to you and said, you know what, based on this data, this is what's possible and this is what I can attain. And you're in control of those things. You may not be in control of how many people say yes and how many people buy, but you're in control of the steps you take in order to make that happen.
Yeah. I love, love, love the confidence boost that a lot of our students get once they apply some of our techniques from Your Business Horoscope, because they've been running from numbers for so long. And so when we finally force them to crunch them, because we make it a little fun, we make it a little sexy, they actually realize the amazing progress that they've made. It's either in growing their email list or their Instagram following or sales or whatever. I remember one of our students was like absolutely beating herself up because she was not and continued to not reach her Instagram growth numbers. She didn't have the amount of followers that she kept trying to reach. She was lagging behind, in her words. Her engagement was dropping. It just wasn't going the way that she was hoping. And she came to us tired and exhausted. And I'm trying this and I'm trying that. And I've implemented this strategy and I'm consistent and I've done X, Y, Z and it's still not working. Why? So we asked her to crunch the numbers, all the numbers, right? Look at your revenue. Look at your growth in sales. Look at your customers. Like, look at all of the things. And what was it? She had reached six figures and like faster than she had even set that goal for herself. And she's over here crying about a lack of Instagram followers when her revenue goal was reached right before her eyes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, bananas. We talked about this just a couple of days ago, but you know, reality check, guys, like when we did our monthly review last, our website traffic has been falling for the last couple of months. And, you know, we're not totally sure why. We're not totally confident we know the reason. And for a lot of people, like if they just logged into Squarespace and they saw that drop, they would be like, I'm broken. Like, this isn't working. But you know what? We have spent our time and energy on other things, and our profit is astronomically higher than it's ever been. And literally, if we just constantly look at these vanity numbers, like traffic numbers and how many subscribers we have or how much growth we have over here on Instagram, we could constantly be telling ourselves that we suck at our job, when in reality, you need to start focusing on A, the positive side of things. Like, if you're constantly focused on the negative, like, what the heck are you doing? But B, like, what are you actually striving towards? If you are striving towards something that is not related to this thing you feel like is failing, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like,
Right.
You just have to let it go.
And it's when we were able to see the numbers like that, and for other people too, for our students. Okay, so Instagram is failing for you, quote, failing for you, but your profits are increasing. Your blog is failing, your traffic is dropping, whatever. Profits are increasing, customers are increasing, whatever. Okay, instead of pouring energy into a tactic that literally is not working for you anymore, once you're able to crunch the numbers and see, oh, but that follow-up email for abandoned cart has converted at this crazy high percent. Or, oh, but when I do a Facebook Live, I'm able to sell XYZ. So then you're able to see, okay, these are the things that are actually leading to my profit. So let me spend more time and energy on those instead of caring about the ones that aren't even helping me. They're just there for funsies. So I think that's one of the biggest kind of boss empowering things that can happen through this program and really gives you a look at your business that maybe you haven't been able to before. So let's walk through the kind of the three-step process. And this is like super simplified, guys, but the three-step process that happens in order for every Rock Your Biz student to find success and find happiness and find clarity and enjoy some amazing results. And it starts with getting accountable. I think a lot of people out there are searching for that buddy system. You know, not everyone is able to have a business partner, and we don't advise that for everyone. But sometimes it's hard and it's scary to find other people to support you and to do this thing with you and to bounce ideas off of and strategize with and get help from. And so we like to create those types of incubators for our students as they go through the program. So over the course of 5 weeks, not only will you be hearing from us, but you also get access to a community that is around forever, that you can have these group of sisters who are going through the program with you for you to do all of those things with, right? And for you to have a helping hand. So our actual intensive, so the live version of Rock Your Biz starts on September 25th. The second you enroll, you can go ahead and start tackling content like whenever and however you like, but we provide some amazing handholding. We're talking daily prompts inside that group that are going to ask you questions about the material that you're going through, have you share your results, have you share a link or a screen grab to what you're working on so you can get direct feedback, all of those amazing things. Inside that community, the alumni is waiting for you. So people who've already gone through the program, who are a little bit seasoned inside Rock Your Biz. Maybe they're at different spots in their business than you, some newer, some more seasoned, but they've taken and devoured the content. So they can even be there to assist you and help with questions.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
We also invite in guest experts. So we know we're not the only ones that have a lot of amazing things to say that can change your life and business. A lot of our friends can, and a lot of people who we look up to can. So we invite them just throughout your entire time inside the community to pop in live and chat with you about a strategy that they've unlocked, a tactic that they know really well, helping with some mindset growth, some money chat, all of those fun things. And all of that, if you give it just 5 short weeks, you can look back and enjoy your results. You can find amazing new progress in your business, organization, planning, profit, and be able to check those awesome things off in such a short amount of time, but always have that community to rely on forever and ever.
I just want to reiterate for a second, like, y'all, we do not sell a course and then just leave you high and dry. You get to enroll and join a community of people that are armed and ready to support you. And where else can you find that true accountability? Like, we're not just giving you the password so you can log in. Like, you get to go through this program step by step with us, with your peers, with people who've already gone through it before, and really unlock some crazy results because of that. We've tried it, the evergreen approach, where we have people come into a program and we let them go. And, you know, it's worked really well. They'll see awesome results. But the more people finish, like, more people get through the program and more people see even bigger results when we're able to walk them through the process. So you're probably wondering at this point, like, tell me more about the 5 weeks. Like, what happens inside? Well, let me start and just say, are you ready to be a rock star? Like, I think so many people go into a program, or maybe they don't even go into it. They aren't ready to take this on. And I want to drop the mindset that you're not good enough, or that you're broken, or that these things aren't going to work for you. You, babe, have the knowledge, skills, and capabilities to be successful. You just need help tapping into them. And we've helped literally thousands of creative entrepreneurs from across the globe implement this framework into their business and help them see success. And girlfriend, I just want to help you through it. So Emily, tell me what's going to happen week one.
Yeah, so the first 2 weeks, we are diving really deep into a method we created called the follow-through method. And it's really about goal executing and strategic planning for profit. So this is the foundation that we start off with to take your current hot mess workload and turn it into something that's actually achievable. So really asking yourself hard questions about where are you spending your time and energy? And are those things working for you in your business? What's effective, what's profitable, and what isn't, so we can cut the crap that's not working. You're going to uncover our favorite way of looking and planning out our goals. So like literally, how do we and what do we talk about at the end of every year, beginning of a year, on a quarterly basis, on a month-to-month basis, in order to grow and make sure the things that we want to accomplish in our business get broken down so they seem achievable and doable instead of scary and overwhelming. We also really talk about mindset here. In order for you to grow into a profitable business and a sustainable business, there's some kind of rework around, especially with creatives, around like working in a hobby and having it as a side hustle and, but I have a full-time job and, oh, but I have kids and a husband and a spouse and this and that. We really kind of walk you through like, okay, but so what? And we talked a little bit about that on our workshop earlier this week, but we could dive deeper into that inside the follow-through method and inside week one, because I think we all like to just toss out all of our buts and our excuses. And that's a really big piece in what's holding us back. And that's where a lot of that fear stems from, setting the goals, because if we set them, then that means we actually have to work towards achieving them. Then that means we can actually fail at them. So we're kind of working around that mindset frame there.
Yeah. And then week two, like, we're just taking it up a notch. Like, we're teaching you how to take those strategies that you were literally already starting to execute and make sure you're strategically planning for the future. What are you looking out for so that you can be ready and be prepared? Keep in mind, like, we know how to plan in advance. And I think a lot of people, you know, they think they do, like they think they know how. And we want you to kind of drop anything you've ever learned about that before and like start over a bit, because literally, like, let me just put a reminder out there for you. In January of this year, Emily had just adopted a baby. 2 days later, we launched a podcast, we launched a new website, and in the midst of that, we were also going through a launch. And I couldn't get out of bed because I was recovering from a traumatic brain injury. So we worked cumulatively 5 hours in January and made over $15,000 because we had planned ahead. And we made sure that things were going to be on autopilot so that when Emily went on leave, we were going to be ready. I was a bit more of a shock. Like, we weren't expecting for us to both go on leave, but we had so much in place that the business wasn't going to fall apart while we were gone. And we were able to literally take a full month and just chill and get back to the basics. I mean, it wasn't like the most profitable month we've ever had, but
it was a low month. $15K is definitely nothing to sneeze at. It was a low month, but it was that much profit when we didn't do anything in that entire month. So like bananas, mind blowing. And it's that exact framework that we're sharing with you inside week two while we're planning strategically. And also inside this week, we're teaching another method that we love called tweak and repeat. And this is one that we get questions about a lot, because the idea is simple, right? You tweak the things that worked to make them even better and cut them if they don't work. And you repeat the things that like were gangbusters in your business. But really, how do you know? How do you know what worked and didn't work? And how do you know how to tweak it, what to tweak, when to repeat, all of those things? So we go through and dive really, really deep into that inside week two. So then week three is all about pricing. So this is where we talk about the profit aspect. We've planned it, right? We've mapped out what you can do in your business. We've broken everything down. We've made some stuff doable. We figured out what your system can look like right now. Okay, now how are you going to make money? So we can talk about launching all day long, but if you're launching the wrong thing for the wrong price, it's still going to fail. So we really talk about right here in this week, literally what you could charge for your products in order to reach your financial goals.
And when you say products, let me clarify.
Yes.
Products, services,
yes.
What do you do if even you're not in control of the product price you're selling? Exactly. Like, say you're in an MLM business, maybe price is out of your control. Maybe you have to deal with the fact that, you know, the market can only bear so much. Like, you can't sell a planner, like a physical, like daily planner that's printed in like in book form for $5,000.
Right.
Like, there is a cap on what you can do with that. And so how can you be aware of all mm-hmm. of this information that's out into the world? And be
even if your pricing is locked in, this module also covers how you can track your profit so you can get a clear idea on your cash flow so you can understand what to pay yourself. Like, everyone's making money this week and it's going to be a great one. So then week four, we go into selling, and I want you to not roll your eyes and like press pause on this because you feel icky about selling. I have a minor in psychology. One of the very first programs that I helped create for my audience when I was helping specifically just photographers how to make more money, I used a lot of what I learned getting that minor to walk my audience through the value of what I offered. And it all comes down to experience, sharing that experience that you can offer with your clients and customers, and literally outlining it in a way that makes it a no-brainer to say yes. So those are the things that we tackle in week four. So psychological ways to understand what your audience wants so you can create products that they're going to buy, and then figuring out how to literally structure them on your website, in your pricing guide, in your shop, how to talk about them, how to talk about increasing your prices with your clients. All of that weird, icky money talk, we're getting it out week four.
You're going to be able to pitch. Like, imagine that. You quickly are able to get your thing out there and talk about money in a non-weird way so that on week five, you can dive into the conversion mindset. Like, what is working? What is not working? Where do you need to be spending your time? What is your most profitable product? And perhaps there's something that is profitable that you haven't even been paying attention to because you thought if you did XYZ, it was going to lead you to more success. But when you literally start looking at the numbers, you might be a bit surprised. And so we're going to walk you through how to do that. Where do you even find these numbers? How do you look at them and be able to unlock things like, what is the value of your customer? Like, what is the average sale in your business? And if you don't have a business, it's okay. Like, what are the things you need to start tracking so that you can make these decisions, mm-hmm. even if it's just a couple weeks from now or a couple months from now?
Well, and these formulas are plug and play. So even if you make up hypothetical numbers, you can still put them in a formula and it will spit out an answer. So then you'll be able to know, okay, if I sell products at this amount, here's how many people I need to reach this goal. Here's how many people I need on my list if I'm converting at this amount. And then you can kind of mess with stuff. Okay, do I want to get more people on my list? Do I want to increase the prices of my products? Do I want to work on how high my conversion rates are? So then you're able to ask yourself, like a boss, where you need to be strategizing better skills in your business.
Okay. Before we dive into what is about to be unleashed to you, I want to remind you, if you are like, holy guacamole, that is the most amazing thing, I want to get in on this right now, go to rockyourbizbabe.com and enrollment is open for just a few more days. So get in there while you can. Yeah. Okay. So okay, what's behind this? Door number three?
Door number three, we've got bonuses on bonuses on bonuses. So we like to create bonus content that's going to help you dive into the modules and the lessons even further. So our first bonus is the Price Like a Boss. So we have actual worksheets for you to print off, ebooks, downloads, guides for you to go through to plug and play your math, your numbers, to spit out formulas and answers for you. The profitability tracker is an Excel worksheet that Abby walks you through how to fill in and how to update so you can get the actual glimpse that your business needs so you can find out what to pay yourself. They're super, super simple and they're pretty because we made them.
Well, you almost forgot about the Money Talk swipe file.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, so many of you are like, I don't know how to say words about pricing. Like, I'm going to increase the cost of this and I'm scared to tell my current clients. Uh-huh. Well, Emily's giving you all the words so you can just copy and paste. It's really easy.
Literally just steal them. And then bonus two.
Get legit, guys. We are giving you access to 3 or 4. I already forget because there's so many. There's so many bonuses. Workshops where we're going to help you go through some tax information, how to set up your business, branding, trademarks, contracts, the whole kit and caboodle, everything you need to get legal and have a sound business to get off the ground.
Yeah. And it's not us just talking fluff at you that we've made up. We actually brought on an attorney friend of ours, Christina Scalera, to give you like the actual stuff, like that's real and legit and not made up just from Google. So you can trust that it's solid. Bonus three, we're gifting you a free month of our favorite programs. So ConvertKit, SmarterQ, and Tailwind are big key players in our game to help us automate a lot of stuff so we can actually get back to doing what we do best, which is hanging out with you guys. So we're going to let you have 30 free days of those so you can test them out and try them on for size for free. And then bonus four, which is the biggest, most epicest of bonuses ever, is the accountability and group coaching. So we mentioned earlier the accountability feature of Rock Your Biz. What we did not mention is that that accountability also includes 5 90-minute group coaching sessions with us. So we hop on live with all y'all and answer your questions as you're going through the modules, the lessons, the methods, and all of that good stuff. If you have questions about how something can work for your business, if you have something you want us to put our eyeballs on and give you feedback, like a sales page or your Instagram or a client email or a product or a package, it doesn't matter. We've gotten it all and we chat it out with you and give you feedback on air so you can implement it and make changes in all the aspects of your business.
And even if you can't come live, like you can submit questions in advance, you can submit links in advance, and we give you every opportunity to make sure that you're going to get that very individualized feedback inside of that coaching. Mm-hmm. So guys, and on top of it, just like as an added bonus, like y'all have an opportunity to set up an accountability group with a small group of women. So you can get in with 3 to 5 women and meet as often as you want. You're going to have a group leader and they're going to help you through this process. Mm-hmm. And that's your peer focus. And then you get to come and hang out with us in the larger group in the Facebook community and really get those action steps and specific questions answered from us.
Yeah. Those accountability groups went gangbusters in our last program. Though we've already wrapped it up, but those women are still meeting. Like some of them meet like once or twice a week, like just to chat business, and they have their own little mastermind now. So you never know where your next like amazing biz bestie is going to come from. So we like to facilitate as many opportunities for you to get that inside Rock Your Biz. At the end of the day, we know your business is going to change. It can either change through hustle frazzle and a lot of trial and error and you kind of figuring stuff out on your own and being overwhelmed and being overworked and being on the risk of burnout. That's an option. A lot of people choose that option. Or you can fast track it. You can join your business sisters who are going through the program right now and who have gone through it just a few months ago, who are loving on each other, supporting each other, providing amazing feedback, and, you know, learning a thing or 12 and seeing amazing differences in their life, in their creative white space, in their relationships, and in how proud they have become of what their creative talents have unlocked for them. Because more than anything, that's what I want for you. I don't want you beating yourself up anymore about how defeated you feel about where your creative talents can't take you. You're talented enough. That doesn't need to change. The business side probably needs a little help. And that's what we're really good at. And that's what we've helped literally thousands of women before you work through. So we would love to have you. We would love to welcome you with open arms. Everything gets super, super fun and personable over inside our private smaller communities. So we really want you to get a taste of that. If you're ready, you have just a few more days to make a decision. So you need to head to rockyourbizbabe.com, enroll right now. There are payment plan options ready for you, right? And you get started with all of the content, no matter which plan you choose. And the live action, adventure, accountability, awesomeness starts on September 25th. We will see you inside.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.